Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at something incredibly specific today.
Yeah, hyperfocus is probably the best way to describe it.
Right. We are examining this really narrow excerpt from the Veterinary and Paraveterinary Professions Amendment Bill 2012, but we aren't actually looking at the law itself.
No, not at all.
No.
Which is kind of the fun part.
Exactly. I mean, the source material today is just extremely brief. Instead of the legal text, we're looking entirely at the fascinating digital footprint, the archival metadata stamped onto this bill. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Well, laying out the core facts, the document title is, like you said, the Veterinary and Paraveterinary Professions Amendment Bill 2012.
Right.
But going from what the document is to how it actually reaches the public, well, we have to look backward. We have to look at the reproduction text printed directly on the image of the document.
Yeah, that microscopic fine print at the top.
Exactly, because it explicitly states that it was reproduced by Sabinet Online. And furthermore, this reproduction was executed under the Government Printers Copyright Authority number 10505.
Which sounds super bureaucratic, but here's where it gets really interesting. The date on this copyright authority is 02 February 1998.
Yeah, 1998, a full 14 years earlier.
Right. I mean, it's like using a golden VIP library card issued back in 1998 to check out a brand new book published in 2012.
That is a perfect analogy. And what's fascinating here is this 14-year timeline gap.
Yeah, because you might think, did they just forget to update the database or something?
Right, like some clerical glitch. But no, the 1998 date applies to when the government printer originally granted authority No. 10505 to Sabinet Online.
Oh, I see. So it's not the date the bill was written.
Exactly. It granted them the ongoing right to reproduce government texts, meaning a 1998 authority stamp ends up plastered on a 2012 veterinary bill.
Okay, so rather than asking the government printer for permission every single time a new law is passed, it's just this blanket approval.
Yeah, because if you think about the sheer physical logistics of state publishing, it's massive. Sabinet needed a continuous license to operate at that scale and digitize everything.
Wow. So what does this all mean for you? I think it shows that sometimes the most prominent footprint on a modern digital document isn't the subject matter at all.
No, it's really not.
Right, it's the bureaucratic copyright trail left by the archivers.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really highlights the invisible plumbing of legal record keeping.
The invisible plumbing, I love that.
Well, it's true. We just rarely notice the infrastructure delivering public information until we spot a temporal artifact, like a 1998 stamp on a 2012 document.
Totally. So, the next time you read an official digital document, take a moment to look at the fine print at the top.
You might find something really interesting.
Yeah. Ask yourself, what hidden history is embedded in those reproduction stamps? And is it possible that the archival systems recording our laws will eventually outlast the laws themselves?